The commander of East African Community Regional 4 arrived in Goma today from Nairobi. He is a general from Kenyan Armed Forces. General Jeff arrived with another troops of Kenyan forces to join the first troop coming last week on Sunday. And General Jeff did presser where he told media of Goma that they came to bring peace in Eastern Congo, but they have a mandate which has some tapes. The first tape, which is the most important, is talks, diplomacy. So for them, diplomacy will be the first thing before fighting. He's not coming to fight M23 or other rebels, but to talk with them first and to promote the peace talking which is ongoing in Luanda processes and Nairobi process.
Jaffa, what was the expectation, or what is the expectation of the people of the region? What were the people expecting from the military commander?
The people of Goma or all the Eastern Congo were thinking about fighting against militias, against M23, especially because when the president of DRC announced the coming of this force, he said they are coming to fight M23. And as Goma is under a threat of M23, as they are 20 kilometers north of Goma, everybody was very happy to see this Kenyan force coming because they thought that they come to fight M23. But unfortunately for them, the commander said he didn't come to fight, but to talk face. And as local of Congo, they don't want any negotiation with M23, as the government itself say M23 is a terrorist group, so they can't negotiate with them. So let's say locals of Goma got a deception because they won't get what they thought. They thought that this force came directly to open fire on M23, and it won't be like that.
How is the peace process? I mean, is it possible to reach a peace process with the M23?
He said he didn't come for only M23, but the reason of the deploying of that force is for all militias. So first thing is to talk with them, to negotiate with them, to do a diplomacy way, and then a disarmament. And if these two first track doesn't succeed, they can now see how to open fire.